Yeah, so I contacted Brazzers mm-hmm. to work with them, yeah. but they said I couldn't work with them because I was too hot and sexy.
Oh, are you sure that's what you said? Because yeah. they said that you were too sexually aggressive in your audition.
Oh, didn't we say we shouldn't talk about this because of the investigation?
Oh.
We're rolling, we should
start. Oh, okay, right. Right, okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. And we just found out today we are the most listened to podcast in the Vatican as well. What? Oh, my God, so exciting. So today we are joined by Lola Rose.
Hello.
I would say, would you say the UK's top ginger pork?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds really cocky, but...
Yeah. Pork, for those that don't know, fat-ass white girl.
I think so,
Doesn't mean you're fat, it means you've got a big bum.
It's like pH fat.
Yeah. Because you have a big bum.
Yeah, I do.
What is that like?
What's it like having a big butt? It's quite heavy sometimes.
Really?
It's a heavy responsibility.
Yeah. Do you have to like work hard to make it big?
It's genetically big.
Okay.
It came from my grandma's side.
Really? Yeah.
So they all have, my grandma, my auntie, they all have like quite big butts.
Yeah.
But then I do go to the gym as well. So
yeah, do the men in your family have big butts as well?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. My dad has a big butt.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I've always wondered what that must be like. I have a pretty fat, it's not flat, but it's not big. So I have to work really hard to make it like perky. Mm. And I don't know what my family's ass is like. I know I have my dad's legs.
Oh, is that a good thing?
Yeah, he does actually have quite slim, he has slim legs, yeah. So I have pretty skinny legs, cool. Like, which is, yeah, they're sort of a little bit masculine, but that's fine.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's nice of like muscly legs.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't got like thick thighs, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I've got some strong calves.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. You got to work hard to get those.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go.
Cool.
So you are a... OF extraordinaire, but you've also done some pro porn.
Yeah, I've done like three scenes.
Who are they for?
I've done one for private and mm-hmm. two Brazzers scenes.
Mm. Who did you film with?
I filmed with a guy called Aaron Rock for private mm-hmm. and then with Danny D for Brazzers both times.
Really? You did Danny D? Did it hurt?
No. I wouldn't say it was painful, but you got to warm up for things like that.
Like, how long were you filming for?
Well, like, you're there all day. Like, yeah. You're on set all day. But then you get there at 9, and your makeup and hair takes, like, 2 hours.
Mm.
And then you do, like, a little read through the script, kind of, like, work out what everyone's doing. Then mm-hmm. you do, like, a boundary checklist. And that takes, like, I'd say, like, 15 minutes. Like, they're really thorough with, like, you know, what you want to do, what you don't want to do, what things you like, what you mm-hmm. don't like, etc. And then by the time you've done all that, it's then like lunchtime.
Yeah.
So then you have your lunch, and then after that, then you do like the talking bit, like the intro, like the storyline.
Okay.
And that takes like, it depends on the story really, but that takes longer than like the sex scene.
It takes an hour
maybe.
Yeah.
And you do it from all different angles, and like you do it a few times, all the different lines. And then the actual like sex scene just takes like 20 minutes, like half an hour, 20 minutes. And that's
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your like no-gos?
Did you have on this? I don't kiss men
mm-hmm.
because that's like a boundary me and my husband have.
Okay. Yeah.
I also don't do cream pies with men.
Yeah.
With women.
think.
I don't like to be upside down.
Mm, like that's just. I've never thought of that one.
Yeah,
but yeah.
But there was a guy I worked with once, and he does like things where he does like you know, like a 69, but it stood up.
Yeah.
So I saw that before I went to shoot with him. I was like, okay, I need to make sure I say like...
yeah, I don't want to do that.
So sometimes things come up and you don't realise it's going to be a no. Like either you do it or like you see someone do it and you're like...
Mine that I don't do, spitting.
Mm.
It grosses me out.
Me too. Mm. I like the idea of it and then someone does it to me and I'm like...
yeah.
And I feel really bad. I'm like, it's not you.
Yeah. I think so. Mine was spitting and then... Well, I don't do anal except for fingers.
Oh, yeah. I do it like with my like solo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's quite tricky, isn't it? You've got to be super comfortable.
How did you... I was going to be like, how did you learn to do that? But, I mean, you just do it,
yeah,
you
just kind of work up to it.
Yeah, well,
sizes of things.
Yeah, I use butt plugs, obviously. Mm,
yeah.
You know. But even then, I was like, I've got one butt plug that's literally the most pathetic butt plug you've ever seen.
it's tiny.
But you know the smallest one you get in Ann Summers? It's even smaller than that. Yeah. It's like a fucking little finger. But... that one I really like. It's probably my favourite one.
Yeah, there you go. You don't need to push it.
I can't help that I've got a very tight butthole.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Why are we suddenly saying that's a bad thing? Yeah, you know, exactly. My tight butthole should be celebrated. Mm-hmm. God. And that is funny. Guys will be like, I really want your asses. They'll be like, I want to fuck your ass because it feels so tight. But it's like, yeah, but it's because it's so tight, that's what makes it difficult to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. It's like forbidden hole.
Forbidden hole, yeah. so you're married and porn, yeah.
I got married 2 months ago.
Actually. No way, really? Yeah. Well, congratulations.
How
did you meet before you started doing porn?
Yeah, we met 12 years ago, so when I was 16. Well, actually, no, we knew each other like our whole school lives.
Right.
But then we like got together when we were 16, so.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
So how did the conversation go when you were like, we're going to do OnlyFans?
Well, like, so I started out by web, like camming, being like a
cam
girl.
Yeah.
So that was kind of before OnlyFans was even.
Like, yeah.
I think it was in 2017. So I was watching a documentary about camming and I was like, oh, that looks really fun. I wish I could do that. And then my partner was like, well, you could do that if you wanted to do that. So it was just like, initially, it was always a conversation we had like together. So then, yeah, I did loads of research and he was just there like every step of the way, really.
Yeah.
About like camming. And then he didn't really like come into it for a few months. And then I think we made like our first like boy girl video together, like after a few months of me just doing like solo kind of camming and stuff. But yeah, he's always kind of just been on board with it.
Yeah. And what about when you wanted to film scenes with other people?
So I think it happened... There was, like, a guy that I followed because I really liked his content. And, like, with girls, it'd always been like, oh, yeah, that's fine, you know what I mean? It wasn't, like, a problem. And then a guy messaged me, and I was like, oh, this guy messaged me. And then my husband was like, well, do you want to work with him? And I was like, well, yeah, his content looks good. So then... it wasn't like ever an issue. He was just like, yeah, you know, these are the things that I wouldn't feel comfortable you doing. But, you know, it's always been like a very separate, like, work, personal.
Yeah.
I've always had a good boundary with that, so.
Yeah. And if people are like, sex, but I can't describe it. It just feels so different.
Yeah.
Like, when you do sex for work and then when you do sex with people in your real life.
Yeah.
Like,
it's because you're, like, playing to the camera.
Yeah.
And it's... when you're having sex, you're playing to the person. So if anything, you're having sex with like the camera, you know?
Yeah.
You're having sex with the person.
Yeah. You're really not like thinking about it in a ways of like, how to sort of get me off. You're sort of thinking, you know.
Like, what do I look like right now?
Yeah. Like? Yeah, no, I haven't been in a long-term relationship while I've been doing what I've been doing. So I haven't like had to really discuss it with anyone.
Yeah.
So I do find it interesting when people have to discuss it. But I think pretty much all the OnlyFans girls I know are like married or in a long-term relationship.
Yeah. Other people I've met have.
Yeah. So I don't know why I'm not though. I do genuinely think I'm the only OF girl I know who's like single. Pretty much.
The right person just hasn't revealed themselves yet.
Yeah. That might be it. And I think it's also because in my personal life, I hang around with a lot of like normies. So people who aren't in the business.
Maybe like they wouldn't be as comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's that. I don't really do like porn anymore. Like, I do porn. Like, I do like fucking a dildo.
Oh, like with other people, you mean?
Yeah, like with, well, no, even then I'll do like, I'll do, I'll do a collab with a girl, but straight up sex on camera with a girl or a man, I don't really do anymore. I did it a couple times and then I was
you don't really like.
Yeah, I think I would, when I do, if I were to do sex again on camera, it'd be with like a partner.
Yeah.
I think.
Sometimes it's hard to fake the chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got to.
It's a lot of work.
And you've got to fake it, even if they're like attractive or nice. It's like, I don't know.
There's still a fakery involved. You're acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's fun and like you're having a good time, you're still here.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. yeah. So, and what's it like being ginger? Are you a natural ginger?
Yeah.
Really? It's a very good ginger.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's like bright and like you got it down.
I do have extensions.
Is that like the number one question people ask you?
I do get asked that question a lot.
Yeah.
And this gives my butts real too.
Really?
I think so many people have BBLs now. They're like, is that a BBL too? I'm like, no.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, my butt is... I get that question a lot too. Yeah. People are like, I'm sure is you that do. BBL? Yeah. And I'm like, well, maybe the BBL of life.
Maybe. How deep?
Yeah. Right. So I actually got my audience to, what you don't know about my audience, well, what you probably do know, very horny and autistic. And they've got a lot of problems. Do you have any kind of autism or ADHD?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I have some traits. I've just not been checked.
Like what?
Oh, like with the time management thing, like with ADHD.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure about autism. Sometimes I'm not very good at jokes.
Okay.
So, don't know.
Do you get, what's the word? Sensory stimulation?
Sensory overload, yeah.
Yeah.
I do get that.
Oh, have you done a gangbang then?
I haven't, but I'd like to.
Oh.
Because I'm kind of working up in levels. I'm doing like, you know, one guy at a time. Then maybe one day I'll do two guys and then maybe I'll do some more.
What's the most amount of people you've done in one scene?
So I've done an orgy.
Uh-huh.
And there was three guys, but there was five girls. Mm. So it kind of evened out in a way that like my kind of boundary with that was like, I don't want to do two guys at once because I've never done it before and I want that to be like a special, just special for me.
Yeah. Yeah. A special birthday treat. Yeah. Yeah.
So like I would just do like one guy at a time during the orgy. Yeah, that was probably the most people, I think. And there was eight of us.
And was that a sensory overload experience?
Kind of in a good way, though.
Okay.
Because I think with, like, sexual stuff, it can be fun to be, like, overstimulated, you know, if there's, like, a lot going on. Because we didn't plan, like, any of it. We were like, okay, let's just, like, be naked and just, like, start filming. And there was, like, you know, there was, like, pussy here and there was, like, a dick over there.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, fingers here and, like, oh, I'll suck a toe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's, like, there was a lot going on and just a ball of people. But in a good way.
Because it's, I see, obviously, with like Bonnie Blue and Lily Phillips, and they've been doing like the 100.
That must be crazy.
Did they do 100? So they've done like.
Was it 100 in a day?
100 in a day or something like that? If that is the case and they really did do 100, I feel like it could be like 70 or something. Maybe they rounded it up.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe some guys like got back in the line. And
yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. And that to me is, that makes them an athlete.
It must be difficult. You'd be that, sore afterwards,
fucking
right?
Hell, yeah. Oof. That takes great physical prowess, I feel like, to do 100. Even if you're just sitting there, it's still... You're taking it.
Yeah. Like I can do like 20 minutes and I'm like, that's
done that. And you've got to be really wanting to do that.
Yeah.
You're not, because I was having this conversation with someone the other day and it was like, no amount of money is worth doing that. And I'm like, well, they must enjoy it because that's you.
Yeah.
To
definitely.
Some degree. Because you haven't got to do that to make a lot of money on OnlyFans.
Surely they didn't know that there would be that much well I think they did it for the publicity,
yeah,
but they probably they didn't guarantee know it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't think they knew it was going to be this huge debate, because exactly. I keep I keep seeing women talking about it now who like don't consume OnlyFans content at all, yeah. being like, is this feminist or is this anti-feminist, yeah, it's or like whatever. Big
debates. And like my friends in like, you know, normal life, they'd be like, oh, have you heard of them? And I'm like, how do you know who they
are? Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like, well, I've been following them for ages. Yeah. And you're just, and then you're like, you know who they are? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Do you get recognized much?
I didn't up until like a few weeks ago. Mm. And it really like surprised me.
Really?
So this guy, I go to the football a lot. I support Notts County. And I was on an away day. And this guy came up to me with like his phone in his hand. And he was like, can I have a photo? And I just looked around and I was like, a photo of what? And like, I didn't know what he meant because it's never happened before.
Yeah.
And he wasn't like, oh, hi, Lola. He was just like, can I have a photo? And I think he was trying to be like indiscreet and stuff. But I was like, what do you mean a photo? I was like, oh, no. And like, I did do a photo. I did a selfie with him.
Yeah.
Because I realized. But at first I was like, I was confused. Because I'm not used to like,
yeah,
it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
And then the week after at the football again, some like a group of lads recognized me, and that was a bit more like less discreet. They were it was like okay for a bit, and they were like, oh, can I have a photo? And I was like, yeah, yeah, sure. But then there was like some younger kids who were like clearly not, you know, shouldn't know who I am. And they were like muttering like, oh, I should get a photo. And I was thinking like, no way you're getting a photo.
Yeah, yeah, fucking hell.
Like,
yeah.
Where are your parents? Yeah. Like, yeah. So, and then when we're actually at the ground, they were like chanting like my name. But I was this is a bit too much for me. I'm just a shy girl.
Oh my God. What, they were just like, Lola Rose?
Yeah. Lola, but like to a football chant. And I was like, I just kind of looked to the floor because I was like, oh, I don't want to be perceived that much. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a chant is another level. Yeah. It's one thing to shout something at someone, but to chant.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. It's scary. Have you been recognized?
Well, so I had only had good experiences, except for one bad one. So, I've had a couple guys, particularly because I used to live in Bristol, and a lot of my TikToks I'd film around Bristol. So I think, and people would always comment being like, oh, that's Bristol. Mm. And so I'd get pushed out more to Bristol people.
It's always TikTok that gets you.
Yeah. And so I would be like out and about, and people would be like, oh, I like your videos. And like, I've had a couple of people ask like selfies and things. I actually had one a few weeks ago, I got asked for a selfie while I was out filming TikToks. I was filming a TikTok where I was pretending to poo myself.
Oh, no.
Very hard. And this guy was like, cat. And I was like, but our producer, we were out filming a YouTube sketch. So like, I did this sketch that's on my YouTube, you can go watch it, guys, the Dilf Hunter sketch. And it was us two, and then my sister, and then this other comedian who was in it. And we were filming like the last scene of the day, and this guy, so we were in a park filming it. And when we were filming it, very, very careful not to like film around kids or anything like that. And we did see there was like some kids playing football, like having a football lesson, whatever. So we like moved far away.
Yeah.
And we were filming, and we were doing this scene, and obviously it was a scene for YouTube, so it wasn't anything. But I think the rudest thing I said was the word lube or something. Like, I didn't say anything, like whatever. And the guy who was teaching the guys football came like storming over and was like, said to my assistant, like, I know who she is. I know she does porn.
Oh,
she's trying to film porn around kids. And then he was like, you need to stop whatever you're doing. And then it sort of turned into a confrontation.
Yeah.
But he was like super aggressive. And like, if the kids weren't there, I think he would have like smacked us.
Yeah.
Like, he even would have smacked me. Like, I don't know. He was like mad. And then he was like, one of the kids here is the son of the mayor of Islington. And I went,
like, that's relevant.
Yes, that's right. So, to the mayor of Islington, your son's football teacher is a cunt. So, yeah, if you're watching this. But yeah, so he was pretty crazy, wasn't he, Anthony, that guy?
Yeah, it was very obvious that, like, he had the kids running, to a tree that was in the back of our shot, so we couldn't miss them.
Yeah, and he like moved them closer to us.
And
that's weird.
And then we just moved away, but it was very obvious that he knew what Kat did, and that's why he got weird about it. There's no way the kids would have known.
Yeah. You're just bringing attention to the fact.
Yeah, and the thing is lots of people don't even know I do porn, like, because I do like funny videos. Lots of people follow me just for them, and then. And sometimes people message me like, oh, I didn't even know you did OnlyFans. Yeah. So you're really outing yourself there, mate. Like,
yeah, true. He could have just left you to it. You weren't even doing anything.
Like, yeah.
That's, like, are we not allowed to just, like, you know, walk about and do normal things?
Yeah, it was definitely like a case of like, I want everyone to know you're a whore and I don't think good of you.
That's not very nice.
No. So that's the only bad experience I've had.
Yeah. Damn, that sucks.
But yeah, it was a pretty bad one, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what I say, horny autistic audience, we love them. We love, you know, where would I be without my horny autistic audience? But it means they have a lot of problems and they also have things they want to know about women that they can't ask women. They're too scared to ask, or they don't know any women to ask. But we are here to answer them. So I've had my audience send in some things. They said, what is the one thing you really want to ask a woman that you're too scared to ask? And this is what they've sent. So can we have the first one, please, Anthony?
Okay, so we got loads of these and some of them are quite normal and wholesome. So we have some filthy ones that we keep for the Patreon. I feel like this is better to go down this route than the random questions because you got a lot of good responses. So
yeah.
The first one is a normal, wholesome one, right? What are the most attractive qualities for a guy to have?
Oh, that's a nice one.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Don't worry, for us, get a lot worse. Yeah.
I think a sense of humor is always like very important. I like it when guys are funny.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hazard a guess that he wants physical. I'd say he's.
I kind of read it as both.
Maybe we could do both.
Yeah, let's do physical and personality. Yeah.
You know, some
sense of humor.
I think so.
I would say, yeah, sense of humor, definitely, for me. And I would say, well, they've just got to be nice. And guys will kick off and be like, oh, but girls don't actually like nice guys. It's like,
no.
Well, actually, yeah, when you're teenagers, you kind of, but I don't know. Everyone I know who's married is married to like a nice person.
Yeah. When we say we don't like nice guys, it's more like, you know, those guys that are like, oh, but I am a nice guy. You know what I mean?
And they're actually creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when they're creepy and they think they're nice.
Yeah. Because what they're saying is, I'm nice, therefore you've got to suck me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't like that. That's not nice.
Yeah. That's actually not nice because that's not, what is it? Altruistic. You know, you've got to do a good thing without expecting a good thing back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that is that a trait? An actual nice guy?
An actual nice guy. I believe that's a trait.
Yeah. In terms of, like, physical attractiveness, though, I don't know.
For me, they have to be... I feel like they've...
I'm more attracted to personalities.
Is your husband taller than you?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's their thing. Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe a bit taller. He's like 6 foot.
Okay. How tall are you?
5'5", I think.
I'm 5'5".
Look at us.
Yeah, cute. Just a pair of 5'5"s. What size are your feet?
5.
Mine are 4. So mine are much more dainty and cute than yours. You got huge clown feet. Okay, yeah. I think I can't say I've dated lots of very overweight men. Doesn't mean I'm totally away from it, but just the very overweight guys I have met, I feel like there is a bit of a lifestyle difference.
Yeah.
That wouldn't really match.
That's fair to say.
Because I I like to go to the gym a lot and I'm vegan and I'm kind of like, obviously I'm bulging with my muscles right now. Like I'm so hench. So I feel like, yeah, I'm not, but I'm also not like, I need a guy who's like ripped. I don't think I've ever fucked a guy who's ripped, actually.
I probably have in porn.
Yeah, for porn, actually. Yeah, for porn, yeah, yeah. But in real life. But I have a bit of a running thing. I mostly date, like, soy boys.
What's a soy boy?
So they're, like, the kind of, like, hipster, bisexual.
Oh, yeah.
What's the full title you call them in?
Beta cuck soy boys. I'm also, like, I think I'm a little bit more, my personality is maybe a little bit more dominant. So, I'm a little soy boy. What are you?
I think I'm more submissive. Oh. Like, all over.
Really?
Yeah. I like someone making all my decisions for me. And
yeah.
Just tell me what to do, please.
And does your husband do that for you?
Yeah, not in a bad way. That makes sound bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, no.
In a good way.
Yeah, like you want him to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right, hit us with the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still relatively wholesome, but a little bit more, you know, women's secret that men are intrigued about. So, why do women always go to the bathroom together? What do you talk about in there?
I feel like it's nothing deep.
Yes and no. Depends.
Actually, no, yeah. Does depend.
I mean, I remember as a student, like, when you face any kind of boy drama...
Yeah.
And you get really pissed. And then I remember, like, there'd be things where it'd be like, there's some guy I liked and I saw him kissing another girl. Mm. And then, like, as girls were all sat there and I'd be like, ooh. Or it'd be my friend crying. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you've had, like, loads of wine, if it's, like, a wine and yap night, then you're going to be, like, all the secrets come out.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
But why do we go to the toilet together?
I don't always do that, though, you know. Sometimes I like to be like, oh, I'm just going to go on my own and be away from the talking for a moment, please.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like if we was at a social thing and there were two guys at the table and they went, we're just popping. One of them went, I'm going to the toilet. And he was like, I'll come with you.
Yeah, that would be odd.
We would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You're either sniffing coke or sniffing each other's balls.
Yeah, that's the only two options.
Yeah. Whereas us girls, it's perfectly normal for us to be like, I'm going to the toilet. And the other one would be like, I'll come with you.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's just more of a social thing, I guess.
Mm.
It takes a bit longer, doesn't it, for girls? So
we have to queue.
Mm.
So we need a friend in the queue.
Yeah. And then I always thought, you know, when, like, if you're at a club or something, if you, like, go to the toilet and then you come back and there's like, oh, where is everyone? So you kind of have to go together.
Yeah.
Buddy up and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the only reason. That's the only thing then.
Yeah. Bad things can happen on the way to the toilet. So you kind of need that.
Mm, exactly.
Protection.
And sometimes if you're just, like, talking too much, you're just, like, you got to keep talking. And you got to be on the toilet while she's talking.
We've got, like, a conversation we need to carry on normally.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And we do also have to piss more men, physiologically.
Yeah.
Because we have, like, smaller bladders or something.
I feel definitely like do.
Yeah. And, yeah, definitely, 100%.
But I feel like it isn't that deep.
Mm.
We just like talking and peeing.
Yeah. And making out.
Ooh.
Scissoring. That is definitely what we're doing in there, boys. Don't you worry.
Hopefully not on the toilet floor.
Yeah. Oh. Have you ever had sex in a toilet?
No. I actually haven't.
I have.
Have you?
I don't mean to brag.
Is it good?
I have done it in two different toilets, right? Oh. I've done it once in a pub toilet with some bloke who I was, like, dating at the time. So we did it on the toilet. And then another time was when I was traveling and I was staying in hostels.
Oh.
And there was a guy I met in the hostel. But, like, obviously your rooms are shared.
Yeah, so you had to do it in the toilet.
So we did it in the toilet.
Oh. Interesting.
It was very uncomfortable.
That's why I don't bother. I think. Yeah. I'm like, might as well just go home.
You, to be honest, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I always think it sounds really hot.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
The idea of it.
Yeah, maybe the guy I was dating, it was a bit more hot because it was like, you sort of into each other. Whereas the other guy in the hostel toilet, it was like, this is just out of bare necessities. Oh, like, no. Rather than, yeah. Like, we didn't want to do it in the toilet, but We have to.
Had to just get it done, I guess.
Yeah. Although, talking about the women in the toilet thing, men do have fascination for it. Because I remember I once had a guy, before I was on OnlyFans, I was on some other weird site. And I had a guy who, like, one of the things he requested was for me to take photos in the women's toilet, like, of the floor.
Oh, no, not of yourself, like, of the toilet.
No, just, like, of the sort of surroundings. He wanted to see what it was like in there.
Wow. Yeah. It's just like a toilet.
Yeah.
But it's just because it's a forbidden area, so they're like, yeah, what's it look like? But it's magical.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no. I think he thought maybe there'd be like pussy juice all over the floor or something. Like,
it's probably just like a men's toilet, but cleaner. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's actually less gross, so I don't know. Or maybe he just wanted to see how tidy it was. I don't know.
Interesting.
But yeah, next one.
Okay, so this might be a little insight into certain type of men's personality. So why do women string men along for attention and make them feel great and then discard them?
Oh, wow. That's a heavy one.
That was personal.
I didn't say they were all wholesome.
Yeah.
That guy has been through some stuff. I mean, I can for
sure... That feels very... Like, we need context.
Yeah. Although I can for sure say men do that as well. Yeah. That is definitely not a female-exclusive trait.
Yeah, I think people just... Some people just do that in general.
Yeah. I do know a couple girls who are like that.
Oh.
Like, that keep men around as... Like, there's some... guys you know, and you know they're a bit creepy, and you're like, okay, I want nothing to do with them. And then I do know some girls who slightly entertain,
like, do they like the attention?
Yeah, they have. The girls I know like that have like attachment disorders.
Yeah,
so I feel like
maybe
it might
just want a bit of flirty fun.
Yeah,
but then don't think about the expense, like, you know, yeah, the emotional expense.
Yeah, and like no one else really wants that guy around, but
this is a tricky question.
Yeah, very personal. He's been through it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a friend who was telling you about this guy that she's stringing along only to fob him off?
Ooh.
Cause of yeah. Because, of course, neither of you would do that at all.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm married anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever strung someone along. I've definitely, no, I have, okay, right. So I have this story friend time. Who, I guess, so we were second year of university and so we would have been like 19 and this guy who was like on one of our, I think he was on my friend's course and he was like 30 and they were sort of dating. But I think she was not into him. And I don't think they even really had sex. I think they maybe did once and he literally lasted like a minute.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I'm 30 now and I'm thinking, if I met a guy, she said it was like basically like doing it with like a virgin, you know, kind of thing.
Interesting.
And... I wonder if he's watching.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't know who we are. But she wasn't into him, but she did, when we had to move out, we had to like clear the house.
Yeah.
And like she got him to come over and do a bunch of that for us.
Oh, so she was just using him for...
Yeah, and he did some like gardening for us.
What?
Yeah, like de-weeded the whole garden.
Yeah,
and...
that's bad.
And then, which is... But I'm like, bro, I mean, you should have known better.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just a group of 19-year-olds trying to make our way in the world.
True.
You're 30.
Yeah.
You should see when you're getting strung along, but maybe that's too harsh of me. But...
Maybe he was just naive and, like, she was pretty and...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is, she's very, very pretty, to be fair. And I feel like he'd never, like, dated, like, maybe, like, a really... pretty girl before, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did. I just came back one day and I was like, why is X's name doing our garden? She was like, oh, he's just doing the de-weeding.
Oh, maybe he liked it.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
he
yeah.
liked gardening.
Yeah. Maybe it's foreplay for him.
Maybe.
Mm.
Never know.
So there are women who will string men along for mostly for DIY tasks.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Would you put out in exchange for a DIY task?
No.
I might.
Yeah.
I would. I'm trying to think, have I?
I feel like I'm bad at asking for help, so I'd be like, no, I'm doing it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I couldn't actually like fuck someone I didn't fancy for a DIY task. Mm. But if someone was like, I liked them, but they were like, I wasn't super into them, but they were really handy around the house, I would keep seeing them.
It might sway
yeah.
you. It might be a, yeah.
It persuasive. Sweetens the deal.
Mm.
So it's probably, it is mostly DIY tasks why women keep men around. Yeah. So yeah.
I can see that.
Mm. Hit us with another.
Okay. So, what kind of common behavior makes a guy seem creepy or unattractive?
Ooh. This is a good one.
Okay, what do you think?
I don't know where to start. So, if it's like a messaging thing, you know, mm-hmm. when they send loads of messages and you've not replied yet, and then they'd be like, are you okay? And there's question marks.
That is, yeah, absolutely.
Just wait for the reply. Don't like keep.
Yeah, you can double text at most.
Yeah, I think, yeah, double maybe. But don't be all like, oh my God, are you okay? What's wrong? Why are you not playing? Like,
more than a double text, I think is weird. No. That's when I go, what the fuck?
Mm. Blocked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But even a double text can sometimes be a bit like, mm. Although it's not always bad because sometimes I've genuinely forgotten to reply.
Yeah. I will like send a few messages to my friends. Like we'll do a bit of a wall of text. But I think that's okay.
Oh, it's so different with friends.
Yeah, but if it's a guy and you're like trying to, you know.
Yeah, like friends, I'll send like a stream of consciousness too. Yeah.
So that's different.
Yeah.
If you're like trying to get with someone, don't do that.
Yeah, for sure. I think, oh God, what else is creepy? I think just like when they... Ooh, okay, so in real life, what about when someone comes up to you in real life? What's creepy? I think when they go straight for the, like, you've got to have so much riz to go up to a girl and start making it flirty and sexual right away.
I feel like most of the time when someone comes up to you in like a bar or a club or something, it's mostly creepy.
Yeah.
Very rarely I'm like, oh, what a nice guy that I'm having a chat with.
Yeah. If you're going to go up to a girl, you've got to treat them like a normal human being at first.
Yeah.
See if you get on and then be like, make it into something a bit more flirty. You can't go right in and flirting.
Mm.
And so like, you can't be like, you go right up to them and be like, are you single?
Yeah, and that's just weird.
Yeah, so you've got to go home and be like, nice hat or something.
Yeah,
because I'm wearing a hat in the club. Yeah. and then you'd be like, oh, thanks. You'd be like, where'd you get it from?
Yeah, just like the way you talk to a girl, I guess.
Yeah, just talk like a normal human being. Mm. I think that's key.
Yeah.
When you treat every woman as a potential romantic conquest, that's when it's creepy.
Like, we can tell. And it's just instantly creepy.
Mm. Oh, God, we're good at this.
Yeah.
I try to think what else creepy. Also, just like when just out of the blue, they send you a message like, how are you?
Yeah. It's like, you don't know me. Why do you need to know
me? Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, send me a message if you want to. I don't know. Because then when a man sends a message saying, how are you, completely out of context, I'm like, you've got a boner right now.
There's nothing to see.
And the fact that you've sent me that is making me think about the fact that you have a boner.
Yeah.
And unless we've, like, fucked, that's kind of weird.
You don't need to know about his boner.
Yeah, because my male mates, they don't send me messages saying, how are you?
No.
Like, we'll message and be like, oh, you're going to sing on Saturday, or...
Yeah, something.
Or, maybe. Oh, did you hear about this?
Yeah, like something with a purpose rather than a vague, like,
yeah,
how are you?
Mm.
Like, why do you need to know?
how are you? Or are you saying, how is my vagina? Yeah. That's what you really want to know.
That is basically what they're saying.
We see you, men. Yeah. We see what you're up to. We know your sneaky games.
I feel like most of my creepy men experiences are like in clubs or bars. That's all yeah. I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just the straight up weird old guys like on the street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
So this will only really apply to you, Kat, because Lola's married, but have you ever, what's a story where a guy has asked you out in a random context, like on the street or somewhere where you won't expect it but you liked it and said yes? Or has there ever been?
Ooh. When has that happened and it's worked? I feel like maybe that's never happened. Like, I think no one's asked me out on the street except for like, hey, wanna suck my dick or something, you know, like that.
When they just like shout, like catcalling.
Yeah. Or I've had it like when a guy comes up to me and they clearly have like a learning disability or like very autistic and come up and are like, I'm trying to make friends. Can I have your number?
Yeah.
Like, they don't know normal social etiquette, basically. Or typical social etiquette. There's not one normal way of being social. But, like, they're clearly not aware.
Yeah.
So that's probably the... I genuinely don't think... Oh, wait, no. Wait, are you saying on the street? What about in a bar? Can that apply to, like, in a bar?
Well, I guess so. But bar, it's more obvious in a bar.
In a bar, it feels normal.
But I guess maybe in a nightclub where everyone's drunk, it happens more. But in a bar where... you're just a bit tipsy and it's fine, or it's less creepy or something. Has it ever worked?
In a bar? Oh, yeah,
I guess it has. In a bar. A bar
I fuck loads of people in bars. Yeah. Doesn't take much in a bar for me. They're like, I'll buy you a drink. I'm like, okay.
Speaking of which, there's a good segue into another one, unless you have something else to say on that.
No.
So, this would be nice for both of you, considering what you both do for a living. And, so, someone genuinely wants to know, do you wear clothes for yourself or for the male gaze?
Oh. Ooh, political. I like it.
I wear clothes for myself and TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this will look good when I'm doing TikTok content.
Yeah.
This will look nice on Instagram.
What do you look for in a TikTok outfit?
Cleavage.
It shows camel toe, would you say?
Never tried that. Maybe I should. I look for like stuff that's gonna make my butt look good.
Like scrunch butt stuff. Yeah. I went through before I started doing more comedy stuff. Like I would make, I didn't know what to do because I haven't got big tits. I haven't got a big ass, so I would just have my camel toe out all the time.
I've seen people do that. Actually, yeah. I've never tried that.
Yeah, it often gets removed. Apparently they don't massively like you showing your vagina on there, but which is like, I see guys with their schlongs, you know.
Yeah, you do.
And like in the grey sweatpants.
Yeah. But I mean, get away with more stuff. But no, I think I used to dress more just for me, and this job has definitely made me dress a bit more for the male gaze.
Yeah, I think I dress for me, but I obviously want to make myself look attractive.
Yeah.
Like, if there was, like, something that came into fashion where it was literally, like, I'm an absorb ball or something, you know, like one of them big hamster balls, if that became a trend, I might not wear it. I mean, that's a bad example.
That's already for the male gaze, though. For the hamster gaze.
Yeah, that's a bad example. If there was something that, like, there are some trends that I'm like, that would just look really unflattering on me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to wear it.
I'm not really one for, like, following trends unless it's something I actually like.
So I think if, however, makeup, I very much enjoy makeup and I like it, but we live in a world where we wear makeup to make us more attractive.
Yeah, and that's just built in, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think I don't wear it for male gaze, but then I'm like, do I? Without realizing?
It's a form of expression, but it is also, if makeup was never made like the beauty standard, we wouldn't wear it probably.
Yeah.
You know,
that's an interesting one though.
Like if the beauty standard was for women was to have a shaved head, we'd probably have shaved heads.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're asking some deep questions, yeah. These guys.
Philosophical.
Okay, we've got the deepest of all. Are you ready? Are women constantly aware of their nips, or do they forget that they are there?
Oh my God, I love that question.
Wow.
Don't men have nipples too, though?
Yeah, are they aware of their nipples?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't know.
I think it's more like obviously showing cleavage and stuff is one thing, but also if, you know, if you've got no bra and stiff nipples, maybe men are like, oh, she knows they're stiff. Or maybe that's where he's going with that.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Yeah, what are you? Are you aware of your nipples?
I think I would. I feel like I wasn't until I heard that question. Now I'm like hyper aware of my nipples.
Yeah.
I don't forget they're there, obviously.
Maybe it's like, are you aware of them when they're showing through a shirt?
Right, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think I probably am. And that's sometimes the certain scenarios where like, okay, I don't need to wear a bra today. And it doesn't matter if people see my nipples. Then sometimes I'm like, oh, I should put a bra on because I don't want people to see my nipples. So
yes.
I think I am aware.
I think I'm very aware of my nipples because I will, there is some things I constantly go through this debate in my head where there will be a top I want to wear and I feel like it looks so much better without a bra. But I know it's emphasizing my nipples.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I be bothered to deal with the people looking at me and my nipples? Because I have to say, when I see another woman down the street and I see nipples, I go, oh, nipples.
Yeah. And I'm so like, how brave, how cool.
But
I could never.
Yeah. And so it makes me aware, even if I, as a not hot-blooded male, am looking at nipples.
Yeah.
Then what are the men are obviously very much looking at my nipples. So it's an internal battle.
Yeah.
I think about
daily.
Yeah.
And
sometimes I will take the risk. I will go outside. But other times I'll say, you know what? I think I'm gonna put them away today.
Yeah. I think I do in the summer when it's a bit more like you can be a bit slutty, all right. You know?
Yeah,
because it does look cool. I think nipples are a cool little fashion accessory.
Oh, they're so. There's an episode of Sex and City where she gets like plastic nipples.
Have you seen the Skims bra? Where it's a push-up bra and it has nipples.
So yes.
You can have it all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they definitely are. I think like nipples are chic. I feel like if I was in France, I wouldn't think twice.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah. But the British are a bit more recluse about nips.
A bit prude about our nipples. You got to cover them up.
Yeah. We need a more socially aware nipple. My nipples are very socially aware.
Yeah.
They care a lot about, like, sort of social equality.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's the way you want a nipple to be.
Exactly. You want it to be fighting for the greater good.
Exactly.
Should you be allowed to put your nipples on social media?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Discuss.
Yeah, you should definitely be able to have your nips out on social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because nips are not inherently sexual.
No. Do you think you should be allowed if you're making it sexual? Does that create a different issue? Do you know what I mean?
Because you can, because there is a line, because, and social media knows this. Like, if you're like squatting in a certain way, they let you do certain gym content where it's squatting. But if you're squatting in another type of way, they don't let you have that.
Yeah. Did you see the breastfeeding trend on Instagram? That was weird.
So
yeah. That was people sexualizing nipples. That shouldn't be sexualized.
Yeah, because that's sexualizing breastfeeding, which is a thing kids do.
So then, should they be allowed if that's the type of things that people are doing? But if they were allowed, then people wouldn't do things like that. They would just post them freely. Interesting.
Because, like, the breastfeeding thing is really weird. Like, for those that don't know, it's like so you can have your nipples out on Instagram if you're breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Because breastfeeding is not a sexual thing. Mm. But OnlyFans creators would be posting breastfeeding content.
Yeah, just so they could post
their tits and then get traffic to their OnlyFans, which is fucking weird because you're then using your child to promote your OnlyFans.
Some people use like dolls though. Like when the trend got really big, if they didn't have babies. That's still weird.
Yeah, because it's also like, because then you're encouraging guys who see it in real life to be like, oh
yeah. And yeah, it's not okay.
Yeah, like I'm genuinely like, I don't really, because there's a lot of girls that sometimes get uppity about girls doing certain things for like OnlyFans. Like some people be like, oh, what Bonnie Blue is doing is terrible, but I'm like, I don't fucking care. Like, you know, as long as it's like adults, like, I don't know. But when you use kids, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when it's definitely like, an issue. Yeah.
What was Bonnie Blue doing?
Well, so her thing was, like, she uses language of like, I'm going to sleep with 18-year-olds. So she's sleeping with 18-year-old guys, but she'll be like, she says like barely legal 18-year-old guys. And people are like, oh, this is fucked up. Like if a man did this, it wouldn't be okay. But I'm like, have you seen Pornhub? That's like, the whole front screen is a heck of fucking barely legal girls. So I'm kind of like, I kind of think, well, I don't think it's that weird, but some people think it's really weird.
I wouldn't use the word weird.
It's like,
I think
she knows what she's doing using that language. Like it's inflammatory. Like she knows it's going to wind people up.
Because I do think it's a more of a like wider issue. I don't think people that are 18 should even be doing sex work anyway.
What do you think the minimum age?
I feel like it should be like 21 when you're a bit more like 18. So young.
Yeah.
And if you see like an 18-year-old, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
So like, at first I didn't think it was that weird. Like, oh, yeah, barely legal, whatever. But then you think about an 18-year-old and like what I was like when I was 18. And like boys are even more immature.
Yeah.
And do they really know what they're signing up for when they're like, now you've been in porn forever and that's it.
Yeah, I guess.
So I don't know. I just,
I think, I would say to my like, I agree in that I don't really think 18-year-olds should massively be signing up to OnlyFans. But I think those videos where, or the what she's do, like with the shagging the 18-year-olds, I think they're like they're not really in the OnlyFans videos. A lot of them aren't being filmed.
Technically are, you know? Even if it is anonymous and like no one finds out, you've still done that when you're 18 and you might regret it because your brain's not fully formed yet. And you might be like, you might regret it and like, I don't know. It creates a lot of issues in that way.
But then I also think there's things I've done at 23 that I've regretted. Yeah. And I think, because I think what was I doing at 18? I was like, I was at uni and I was like, I don't know, when you're 18, I was like very aware of what sex is and you like you're looking for sex. But I know what you mean about the regret.
I just think it's a bit too young.
What do you think, Anthony, about boy 18? You were an 18-year-old boy once.
I was, and yeah, it's only really 18-year-old boys that should be sleeping with 18-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Maybe 19, 20 at a push. It's very much like, you know, the age gap relationship is kind of out there and it's a thing. But if someone's in their 30s and maybe 24, 25 minimum, like don't be pursuing 18-year-old girls.
Because I think she's like 25.
Oh, the lady in question.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I thought she was like MILF vibes.
No, she looks. She does look older. Yeah.
Even just using that language, and it's like she's reversing the thing that's been in porn for years. I assume she was like MILF type.
Yeah.
It sounds like she is definitely just doing a complete bait and switch reverse of the porn industry.
Yeah,
and like in causing controversy to go viral to get links back to her page or whatever, but she's just doing what the male porn stars have been doing. She's just drawing attention to it.
Yeah, which is not necessarily right, but I do think it's quite funny.
I think she's doing it for... She's doing it to catch attention. I don't think she's actively pursuing 18-year-old men because she's into them.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that for a second. I was always like, no, this is always a publicity thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's doing well, like,
oh,
clearly.
God, she must be making so much right now.
And maybe she's making the odd 18-year-old boy, like, 18-year-old man, excuse me. Maybe she's just giving him very happy, and he will live with that memory forever.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, because people will be like, oh, men and boys can obviously massively be taken advantage of, but like, fucking hell, they don't help their cause very much for the people that are advocating for that. Because I saw another thing the other day. It was like a teacher sleeping with a 15-year-old, and it was in the news, and all the comments like from all the men being like, I won't fucking complain. They don't help themselves.
That's a good point.
So we're coming up to the hour mark.
Oh, okay.
And we are going to do some more sexually explicit questions, if you're okay with that. That was Kat's idea to do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we could end this on one question that could be a public debate. That is a public debate that you guys might want to chime in on. And that will lead us into what could be other sexually related questions, right? It's simple. Someone wrote this in.
Okay, let's do it.
It's simple. It's basic. But it will open a debate.
Okay. This is the number one debating podcast in the world.
What is squirt?
Oh.
I feel like I've spent lots of time Googling this.
Are you a squirter?
Sometimes, but like not every time.
I have never.
See, I don't know if some people can't or they just don't know how to yet.
That's what I don't know.
Because I've not done it in a while. But randomly, it will just be like, whoop.
Yeah.
Squirt time.
Because there's different schools of thought. There are some that believe it's in all women. And you just need the right person to bring it out of you.
Or yourself.
Or right toy. Yeah. And then there are people that believe that there are some people that can't. I am of the camp that I believe there are some people that just can't.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I can, I feel like I don't know.
If you look deep inside yourself and you said, what does my soul tell me? Can all women squirt or just a few?
Don't some people say as well, though, that like not all women can like orgasm from penetration or whatever? But does it just depend on like how you're doing it and who's doing it?
And I think it depends on like the... Oh, yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
But there must be some who I think there are some that can never come from penetration because maybe the way their vagina's set up.
Oh, maybe. Because like dicks are different, so vaginas must be different.
Yeah.
Because
I know some men, they'll be like, that they can come without ejaculating. They might have just told me that to fake an orgasm.
Oh, you mean like, so they like orgasm, but they don't come.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I've not heard that before.
Maybe I've been lied to.
No, you might be right. I just don't know. That's interesting. But are you asking, like, what is squirt as in, like, is it pee?
Well, I guess that's what he was asking, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, it's not me asking.
Yeah. It's the words coming out of your mouth.
There is urine in there.
Yeah. But we know it's different because it doesn't look the same.
And it comes out different.
Yeah.
Because it goes...
Yeah, but I think some people do pee and say it's squirt.
Oh, fuck yeah.
In like videos and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are some videos you see and it's like, that's just fucking piss.
Yeah.
And you can tell because if it's coming out like a tap, then it's piss. If it's squirt going like, then it's squirt. I mean, it's in the name, squirt.
And it's a different colour. Like pee is yellow. Squirt isn't, usually.
Any... comment on the difference between squirting and gushing?
Oh.
Wait, what's gushing?
I think not the same. Is gushing just a lot of squirt?
I think, I don't know, I think it's just some women squirt, as in the hand gesture that Kat just did.
Yeah.
And some it's a bit more of a gush.
But then I'm wondering if the gush is just piss.
I think I've done both, though. So I think it just depends on, like, you know, how hydrated you are.
And yeah.
What you're doing.
And sort of, yeah, how your vagina's feeling that day.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they're probably the same thing. It's just a different volume.
Yeah. Well, we've got plenty more terrible questions to address. Mm-hmm. But also, we're going to be doing some penis ratings. Ooh. Of some very famous penises.
Famous penises.
But we're going to be doing that in the Patreon episode, which we are going to be walking over into a second. But before we do that, have you got... Do you want to tell the public anything? Where they can find you and stuff?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on lolarosexxx.com. Or you can go on my Instagram, which is lolarose UK.
And I will leave the links down to that below. And your YouTube. You've got a YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah, I do
well.
YouTube.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
lolarosexxx.
Yes. And any messages you want to send out to the world?
Oh, God, I don't know. Put me on the spot. Don't be creepy, guys.
Yeah, that's always a good one. Don't be creepy. But yeah, so now we're going to walk over into the Patreon episode. Bye, everyone. See you there. Click down below the link for the Patreon.